Welcome to a new episode. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Today, you're going to hear a conversation that I had with Lydia Kogan. Lydia is Dutch from origin, currently living in Barcelona in Spain, lived in Germany. And today, in today's episode, you're going to hear all about her future move to the Big Apple. Lydia and her family are moving to the US. In today's episode, she talks a lot about her work as an alignment expert and how she applies that knowledge, that practice into her move to the US. I share with her tips and recommendations of things that she could prepare for. And, you know, without further ado, I just want to introduce Lydia and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, Lydia. Very good afternoon.
Hello, Coco. Good afternoon.
Thank you. I'm super happy to have you here. I'm happy to have you on the show. You're Dutch from origin, but you have been living as an expat outside of the Netherlands for more than 9 years. Lived and worked in many places. And as we speak today, you're based in Barcelona. However, not for much, much longer, since a new move is coming up. You're going to tell us all about it. And from Barcelona, currently, you run your own coaching business, location independent. And with that business, you're launching your new 4-month life-changing online coaching program, Women in Alignment, that is coming up soon. I'm very, very curious to hear all about it. And thanks a lot for being here. Welcome.
Thank you, Coco. That's such a nice introduction. And thank you for inviting me here in the podcast of yours. I'm really excited also about this show today. So yeah, let's get started.
Let's get started. So how are you from Barcelona today? How are you?
I'm good. I just had a little coffee moment in the sun between the work and some groceries to do today. Because I just came back from a visit to the US. So I needed extra coffee for my jet lag today. So besides that, I'm doing good.
Besides the jet lag, oh yeah, but it's a heavy one, you know, moving into, I mean, traveling into the future, really, right, in this case. So it's a tough one.
That's true, true. But we will get there. Yeah, that's going to be fine. Good. I need some mindset and energetic tricks and some extra coffee that will do the trick.
And especially the mindset and some energetic tricks is your field of expertise. We're gonna hear all about
exactly. That.
I'm very curious. You might have some do's and don'ts and some number one hacks for many to learn from you, basically. So you have been living outside of the Netherlands for more than 9 years, originally born in the Netherlands, born and raised, so to say. So yes. How did your life look like 9 years ago when you left for the first time?
Yeah, that's a nice question. 9 years ago, my husband and I were still living in the Netherlands in Amsterdam. We had our first child, Nina. She was 1 year old then. I was working 4 days a week as a psychologist and a coach at a big company, and my husband as well. Yeah, we were living the typical Amsterdam life, doing lots by bike, doing groceries on Sundays as well. Going out in the evenings, having fun with friends and family. I would say it was like that. Yeah, and then we moved our first international move.
How did it feel?
I remember that I really thought, okay, we will go for 3 years, because the assignment for my husband, it was for the work of my husband. He got a 3-year assignment. So I really thought, okay, we will go for 3 years to Germany. That's where we're based. And then we go back to the Netherlands and we're going to look where we're going to settle, you know, because I knew Amsterdam is not a place we want to settle down with our family. I was also, pregnant with our second child that we moved. So I know we don't want to live in a third and fourth floor apartment in Amsterdam City. Although I love Amsterdam and it's a great city, I love the vibes, I love it there. I just know, and my husband as well, it's not the place we were going to settle. But we did know, where are we going to settle? That was a big question of us. So we thought, you know, we will figure that out. So we have some time now to figure that out. And now we go on this exciting new adventure and we'll see.
Exciting.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, exactly. But what I feel is that you felt that it was temporary in a way, even though it was for 3 years, but you never saw that as a long-term plan.
No, I didn't see it like that. But I noticed when we landed there, when we were living there, you change. You are living in a different country, and although Germany and the Netherlands are neighbors, they're so different. And I really love the international character of meeting people. I've made a lot of local friends. I was living a local and international life, actually. And I really loved it. So there was no urge to go back to the Netherlands. And at some point, my husband got an extension, and because we really loved it, we stay longer. So we stayed longer. And then my husband got an offer to go to Barcelona. And because we already had a secret dream. we always had a secret dream of living and working in Spain. That was absolutely a yes for us. So if there was this possibility to go to Barcelona, we said, yes, we do that. There were other options. But I said, no, I don't want to go to all the other countries. I only want to go to Barcelona.
Okay.
I remember my husband was like, come on, Lydia. The other options are also cool. You know, this, that, and that. Look at the advantage. So, no.
Well, it was clear.
I only
for
go
you.
To Barcelona. Yeah. So I think by then I already set my intention. So we ended up in Barcelona. And that's now, already 5 years ago that we came here.
Like you said, it was clear that the intention was there, really.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's so cool how that works. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes. And so 9 years ago, when you were still living in the Netherlands, you were in Amsterdam, having your daughter, you were working as a psychologist and a coach for a big corporation. And then you moved to Germany.
Yes.
How was that work and career-wise for you? Because I can imagine that required quite a mindset shift.
That's true. The timing was perfect because I was 7 months pregnant when we moved, and I just finished my cognitive behavioral therapy postdoc.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I wanted to finish that first because otherwise I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't move. So regarding to that, it was a perfect timing. But I also know the life is different in Germany, especially working-wise and being a mom. So I know, okay, you know what? I'm going to enjoy the motherhood a bit more because moms stay 1 year or 2 years or even 3 years home with the children. Sometimes you get number two or number three, so they're quite a while at home with the children. Yeah. So, like, you know, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to fully absorb and see how that is, you know. But at some point, I noticed, I felt the itchiness, you know. I felt I'm missing something because of what I do. I really love what I do. It is really my passion. I love to help people. I love to empower people. I love to empower women, especially. It's so cool when you can do what you love and see the effects of it. So at a point, I felt a bit lost, to be honest. I was exhausted because it was not easy getting the second child, the husband with a big job. He was abroad a lot as well. He was flying a lot of it. And I was there with the kids. Not easy. So at some point, my husband and I had this talk, and he also said, why aren't you not starting to find a job again? I said, yes, that's what I want. And I already was diving into it, but I discovered it's super tough because in Germany, there are no such things as part-time jobs. And that's what I didn't want to. I didn't want to work full-time. Yeah, mm-hmm. I have a family and my husband already with a big job. So that was non-negotiable for me. And I looked a bit, of course, if I could find it somewhere. You never know. I talked to people, but there was no such thing. Only if you are already working in a company, you get a chance, you know, you can talk about it, negotiate a part-time job.
Mm.
But then I thought, hey, wait a minute. I always had this dream. Once I'm older, you know, then I'm going to start my own company. I'm going to start my own practice. Oh, maybe this is the moment. But it's funny because I didn't see myself as old, you know, like this, I don't know, you're thinking
yeah,
somehow,
I can relate.
Once I'm gonna, oh, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, so I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah? Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can relate so much that, you know, sometimes it hits you. You're like, oh, when I'm a grown up, I will start doing this. And then you're like,
yeah,
you're kind of now.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so that I discovered that it was the time. So I did. I started my own practice over there, and it was actually great because there were not many English-speaking therapists or coaches where I was living. So I immediately found a niche. So people were they found
Amazing.
Me really easily. There was a big American base near where we were living, so I had a lot of American expats. Where the therapy went, but also people from Italy, from Spain, Croatia, different parts of the world, and obviously a lot of Dutch people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're everywhere.
They are everywhere. Yeah. They're everywhere. So, and I loved it because I could just do it whenever I want to do. So I could do it part time. And I also did already online sessions because I had people who were also working abroad and they were traveling. And sometimes, because I think it's really good if you have at least once, every 2 weeks a session, it helps you going through the process and making the steps. And if you wait too long, you're just going to postpone and, you know. So I said, you know what, why don't we do the sessions online? Then we can keep on going. And I said, yeah, let's do that. And that, yes, obviously before COVID, so it was not that normal, right, to do online sessions, online coaching. So I already did that. So, yeah, I really enjoyed doing that. And that gave me so much possibilities to do what I want, give me the joy, but also have enough time for myself, for my family, with my kids, doing sports. Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
Wow. It's extremely inspiring because, you know, you said, I had this somewhere long lasting desire to one day start my own practice. But, you know, the timing was obviously super aligned. It really, really fitted into, you know, your lifestyle and everything. And then also the fact that it works out and you have been able to serve so many English speaking clients, you know, it's almost like it was meant to be, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's true. But if you would have told me, Lydia, your husband and you're going to move to Germany and you're going to start your own practice there, I would have said, yeah, right.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know, it doesn't work like that. So I didn't plan that, you know.
No. You do this completely location independent. So basically you're able to, you know, to pick up your work and to go anywhere.
Yes, currently I do it like that because when we moved from Germany to Spain, I ended a lot of coachings and therapies, which was a good moment. But I also had a lot of clients that, oh no, but I want to continue and I have other issues. But I want to, you know, I want to live, I want to level up. I said, yeah, sure, but we can still do that. We can do it online. Oh yes, can we do that, please? So yeah, it also was like that. So when we moved to Spain, I kept on going with some of my clients.
Yeah.
And while I was here, the clients here, they found me as well. And they were happy to do it also in Barcelona and surroundings to meet physically.
Yeah.
Which is for me actually a perfect combination. I love it like that.
And also that it's serving you and, you know, you, your entrepreneurial desires, but also your family. I mean, because being an expat spouse requires a lot of adaptation and it's not an easy journey.
True. That's true. So yeah, you're saying it is organically, it looks like it, but I think it also has to do with letting go of things because, I was a psychologist who was doing treatments in a very traditional way, you know, like I studied cognitive behavioral therapy as well. I was with all the associations that you have in the Netherlands, and it comes also with that when you're living abroad, the rules and the laws work also differently in each country. So you have to deal with that. So it means you cannot stay in the same container, I would almost say, in the same... it's almost like a concept because, yeah, the way things go in a country, and now I'm talking about this specifically, but it's for a lot of things. It just works differently. So you have to think more into possibilities and options instead of I want it this way exactly because it's not possible like that. So you have to think differently and more in solutions and possibilities.
Yeah, I can see that. Thanks for adding that. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean you are tied, obviously, in a certain profession, you are tied to, you know, certain, let's say, associations or things that you need to comply with in order to also, you know, have the credibility, but also to actually deliver a good job. But at the same time, you really need to look at all the opportunities and possibilities out there in order to have that business. Yes. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. I work similar as you in a way. So I serve the majority of my clients online, but I love absolutely to have face-to-face or in Spanish, we call them presencial. Like, you know, to... yeah, exactly. So what I do with my customers that I have in Chile and Peru, because I'm dividing my time in between those two countries and also within the Netherlands, but the majority in Chile and Peru. There I try to really, you know, host a lot of, for example, in-company trainings for groups face-to-face, you know, because it really gives me the energy. So without that, I would say it would be a bit more draining for me not impossible, but energy draining, I would say.
But of course, I know the story you told me. But I think that's also because you are also a person who thinks in possibilities.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to do that. Because who lives in Peru and Chile at the same time and works at two places?
I haven't met them.
You make it work and you make it look like it's very easy and you know.
Yeah.
But you love it.
Yeah.
And you do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Organically and maybe normal, but when you think in possibilities, that's what you do.
Yeah, true. No, true. And I mean, you know, it's also the nature of my work. Obviously, I help organizations to, you know, become let's say to work better together across cultures internationally, to become more effective, to communicate better, you name it. So, you know, the fact that I as an individual are, you know, operating relatively internationally in my personal life, of course, also really helps. Because as you probably know, as everyone else knows, you know, I
I preach about many things, but obviously I make the same mistakes myself personally as well, right? So I train a lot about cross-cultural communication, and my partner and I, we are in a cross-cultural relationship. Of course, we have 500 miscommunications on a weekly basis, right?
Because this yeah, is you're a human being as well,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So but it helps for me to have that international lifestyle as well, to run my business more effectively and to have bigger credibility as well. And now that we're in the topic of operating very internationally, we already touched a bit upon it, but you are facing a new international adventure.
Yes, that's right. We have a new move coming up. So, my husband actually already started, and I already announced at the beginning of this podcast that I just visited the U.S., because we are moving to the U.S. Yeah, we're moving about an hour from New York. We're moving.
Oh, my God. I mean, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know, of course, how excitement and anxiety can come very close together with these type of events. But I can see in the spark in your eyes and the smile on your face that it's an exciting phase ahead of you. And give yourself time, right? I mean, you know this as no one else, but
No, absolutely. I already noticed I'm going through this process with all kinds of emotions. This both, you know, you feel and the excitement, but also, also a bit of sadness, because we really love it here. And we have this amazing community, amazing friends, the lifestyle, the culture, we really feel like we fit in it. And so it's all of it. And of course, the kids are getting older, but we also feel like, because our oldest now is 10, and Nina, she's at 10 and a half. Our middle one is 8, 29 almost, and our youngest is 5. So I also feel like this is still okay and easy enough to do with them, you know? So we were hopping on a new adventure, and my husband already started with his new job over there. And now we're in this, a bit of a transition phase, I would say.
You're gonna go to the Big Apple. That's for sure, whether it will be Connecticut or any other suburbs. But
exactly. True, because it was also we visited New York. It was my first time ever. And although the world.
Yeah, cool.
Yes, I traveled the world, and people say, what? You've never been to New York? But Lydia, you've seen everything. I know, but I've never been to New York. I always said New York can wait. I will go to New York once. But now we've been there, and just absorb all the vibes and the energy, the American lifestyle, the culture. It was really good. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. But there's one thing I need to verify. Do I understand it correctly that you said, yes, let's move to New York without ever being there before?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. Okay. I would say there would probably not a lot of people would probably have the guts to do so, but maybe it was not, you know, courage or gut for you.
I've been to the U.S. like 8 years ago. That was Florida, so that's a complete different part of the U.S. But no, I've never been there. But I felt like, it's fine. And we wanted to schedule a look and see trip earlier, but things turned differently, and it's how it is. But no, I was on board for that. Last year we're talking about a possibility for him in Dubai. That's where I said, okay, if this is getting serious, I first want to go to Dubai. So we did. We went to see it. We just booked a holiday there. And I really wanted to feel it and experience it because I like nature. I like to be outside. That's where I get my energy from. It's where I ground. It's where I also align. I do a lot of alignment work. I'm a mindset and alignment expert, and it really helps me getting aligned to be my authentic self, to feel like, what do I need? What do I want to be? Who I want to? How do I want to feel? What are my intentions? It brings me back to myself. And with Dubai, for example, it's a desert where you live, and you will be inside a lot. So I want to experience it. But we went there, and I also said, okay, if this is going to turn out, I will do it for a couple of years. So,
so there was something with New York versus or compared to Dubai that made you dare to take that leap of faith without that exploration trip.
Yeah, that's true. But also because what my husband told me, and of course I looked a bit online, the nature is what everyone's saying. It's so beautiful. It's amazing over there, the nature. So I felt like, yeah, that's going to be a good fit. And of course, we will have the real seasons, like even more seasonal than, of course, in the Netherlands. So we will get really winters. I'm open to it.
Beautiful.
It's okay. Yeah.
Beautiful to get a little bit of a sneak peek of your mindset. You know, the fact that you say I'm open to it says so much, says a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm curious to maybe understand how the fact that you have your business, you know, your business, that's your life work, so to say, other than your kids, obviously, but yeah. You know, it's really from you. What role does your business play in the move to New York? Because obviously you now operate your business location independent, so it gives you the opportunity to really take it with you. So how what is your view on that, or how big is that role?
Because I work a lot online, it's actually easy. The short answer, right? So yeah. And that's why I also was transitioning my company, my own biz, into a more online business. I got a really good business mentor the last years who's helping me with that, because I saw this coming. And also I enjoy, I see the benefits of it, and having an online independent business doesn't mean you don't work face to face, because actually I have a lot of face to face clients. And for now, with this transition to the US, I think it will make it easy to take it with me. But of course, I had to go through some things. So for me, it was important, what kind of visa is my husband getting? Because if you don't get the right visa, I will not be able to work officially. But that looks all good, so it looks like I'm getting the visa that I'm also allowed to work, which was important to me. And then I have to work with different times, I think, so with the European time, so I have to figure out that a bit. I think that will be doable. And I also will meet new clients in the US with different time zones and all over the world. So it's, for example, in my Women in Alignment program, it's an online coaching program. It's a 4-month, 5-month program that I'm launching actually now for the second round. It's going to start end of April, 26th of April. It's the first, the kickoff of this program. I give every 2 weeks there will be a masterclass, and the other weeks are Q&As with possibilities of live coaching, and you can ask all your questions. It's a small intimate group where you have enough personal attention, because I really like that. I stand for that, because there's no such thing as a general coaching. So of course I give a lot of information and all the tools and know-hows in my masterclass and stuff. But I really love that I give enough personal attention. So that you can make your transformation into you, you know. This program is especially for busy, ambitious women who feel overwhelmed, who feel exhausted, who feel stressed, and who really want to live more an authentic life that they really enjoy. And I work a lot with mindset. That's how we talked about this a bit before. Mindset. I really think that's a big part of how you can make your life easier.
Yeah,
if you, for example, learn more a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset, success mindset. But there are a lot of mindset strategies that really help you to deal with your inner critic, your ego, your perfectionism, the overthinking, the comparing with others, the people pleasing, all that kind of things. So that's a big part of what I do, but also it will be energetics, aligning, positive psychology. I'm a big fan of positive psychology. So that's the psychology use works a lot with more future and living in the now. It's based on your, what are your values, what are your strengths, your core. Because when you are in alignment, you feel the most authentic you. All your thoughts, your feelings, your life values, your passion, your mission is on one line. When you're in alignment, you don't worry, you don't stress. You everything's going at ease. And maybe you know these moments as well, Coco, that you feel like your life is just going in this flow, and you forget everything around you, or the moments that you feel your heart's making jumps and you feel its joy. Do you recognize those moments?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah. And it's funny because some days ago I talked about this to my partner, and he asked me, and he said, "Would you describe it as being the center of the universe without being your ego the center of the universe, or something in that spirit?" I'm sorry, I'm lacking the proper translation, but and I do think it feels like that. You feel, or for me, alignment is something in the spirit of being this, feeling the center of the universe, but you know, in a very healthy way, yeah. But being really centered as well, feeling yeah. very rooted, yeah. effortless, yeah. easeful. Yeah, no, I yeah. really recognize it.
Yeah. yeah, no, I think that's beautifully said. I think that's yeah, that, I really like that. And that is because we are all unique. We have a unique DNA. Everyone has a different DNA, right? So it really makes sense if you can tap into your uniqueness of yourself, if you can tap into your intuition, it is you, your authentic you. And yeah, when you find that, it's extremely powerful. And yeah.
It's very contagious to see, to look at you and to see the spark and, you know, the facial expression that you...
Thank you.
Show when talking about this. And and why do you think it's so important for in this case women that that will join your new program?
Yeah,
why is that so important? Why is that a desire?
Yeah, because I think in the society that we're living, especially nowadays, it's such a 24/7 society. We're also busy with, like, almost like survive in a surviving mode, like work and doing what is all expected from us, from the society, from others, from our families, from your friends. And maybe they're not saying things like that, but it's what you think they're expecting. And I think especially for women, we have all these roles that we think we need to fulfill. The role as a wife, the role as a mother, the role in your job, the role as a sister, the role as a friend. And we want to succeed in all of them. We want to, you know, we want to do good in all of them. And it's a lot of women forgetting themselves. And that's because we maybe grow up in a society that's egoistic, and we, of course, you can talk about it in culturally diversity. I'd love to hear what you think about that. But if you think that's egoistic, you don't do it. But it's not egoistic. Yeah, it's really important to stay close to yourself. And that's what I love to see and help women with, to don't be stressed and fooling around with what the society is expecting from you. Because I see so many women, they living a life, and on paper that looks like they're having a fantastic life, they have a great job, they have a relationship, they have amazing friends, they have a house, and they get paid really well. And they come to me and said, yes, maybe looks like on paper, and like a lot of people say, you have the life, but I don't feel it that way. So, and I want to work on some things, I don't know yet, they start like that. So Lydia helped me with that. And of course, you see there's a lot of things underneath what's going on, because they're not true to themselves. And there's so much possible, and it doesn't mean you're on a depression, or you're having a big anxieties, or you're having a burnout. It doesn't need to be like that, but when you really find your soul mission, your life mission, when you it sounds so big, but it's not. So
it's much more realistic probably than how it feels. Yeah.
Exactly. Some we look too much, and it needs to be something very big, but it doesn't. It's not like that. Sometimes you're already much closer to your purpose than you think you are, and it's all in the details. And that's what, for example, why gratitude plays such a big role, I think. And it's a really for all the listeners. Maybe I'm sure they want to know, what can I do now to start? And I think gratitude is one of the biggest and easiest way to start with working on your mindset, and it helps you with getting close to yourself, to feel more joy and more positivity in your life, by simply start writing down three things a day that you're grateful for. And it can be really, really small things. Writing down is key, especially in the beginning when you're new to this. Writing down is really key, so I really would motivate you to write them down. That can be really small things. So what are the small things in your life from today that you're grateful for, that you can be thankful for? Maybe someone give you a compliment, maybe you helped someone, maybe someone said something nice. You can be grateful for the food you made or you have.
This is such a useful, easy to implement, let's say, mindset hack, coming from you, Lydia, that has so much experience in this field and in this industry. And I think to make the connection as well to the people that I work with, they experience frustration, lack of efficiency, stress, time pressure, anxiety of working with people from other cultural backgrounds, because things are different, things operate different, we communicate different, we get feedback different. And I work just like you with ambitious, high performer people that have this desire of being high performers, as an example. And your hack, your mindset recommendation of being, exploring gratitude, writing down three simple things a day, can also help in the business commercial environment.
Because absolutely,
it's something that, yes, regardless of cultural background, we all have in common. All humans have that in common. No exceptions.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
And you touched on that we grew up in a relatively selfish environment where the ego gets a lot of attention. Let's put it like that. It has a huge seat at the table. It's super interesting because if I will take some cultures that are a little bit closer to you, Lydia, because Spain, the Netherlands and the US. You know, currently you're born in the Netherlands, you live in Spain, you're heading towards the US. Spain is a much more collective culture. So the interest of the group is at times bigger than the interest of the individual, right? So you will see that probably in that everyone is willing to take care of each other's kids.
Birthday parties are here. The whole family is invited.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that is an example of a very collective society. Something that we also see in Latin America. Latin America in general is also much more collective, you know. So think of it as a, you know, the interest of the group is important. We're all in this together. The Netherlands is a much more individualistic culture where the interest of the group is not prioritized over the personal interest, which is something different than being selfish. And it's a melting pot, you know, there's a lot of immigration, both locally, internationally, across continents. So it makes sense in a way that, you know, the individual interest is bigger. And if you look at self-development in the US is big. Everyone has a coach for something. Everyone has a psychologist for whatever topics that you want to work on, which is much more normalized. And I'm putting it in within brackets, but so I'm not sure if there's a correlation between being an individualistic society, which the US is, but the Netherlands is also. So, you know, I don't know if there's a correlation. I'll promise to look into that and come back to you. But
let me know. I'd love to know that.
I definitely will do that. You're as a human being are going to move to the US. Your business is going to move to the US. You're going to serve international women from all over the world. Are you planning to conquer the American dream and to conquer the US?
No, I stay close to myself. I absolutely think that the US will bring me more possibilities. Yeah, I think a lot of possibilities, new opportunities that I will face, like already, also in mindset thinking, like what I faced now last week, my first time in New York and in Connecticut, and I knew it, but experience things is always a different thing. But everything is so much more expensive, you know, like my money mindset will grow. I'm sure of that. But you know, things like that will help me in my money mindset and in my career and my biz. Absolutely. I'll be open for new opportunities that the American way of doing business will help me grow further. But in the same time, I will be me, and I will stay close to me and take it step by step. And yeah, like you said before, I'm also having a family. So I'm also the spouse who's traveling with. So that has their own their own challenges that will bring it. And I will also take time to adjust, and you know, I will take some time. But yeah, maybe what do you think? What's a big difference for my business?
We could record a 3-hour podcast about that, I guess. So I will not. I don't want to put anyone through that. No, but aside from me working with organizations and with, you know, big corporations, helping them to, you know, to work with several different cultures. One thing that regardless of the cultural dynamics, so whether you're Dutch and you're moving to the US or you're from Germany and you're moving to Peru, what I always say is that, and this applies to you as well, going to the US, because the US is so known for us. It's on the television, it's in every movie. You know, if we see Times Square on the TV, it feels like it's us. It belongs to us, kind of, right? With that being said, we tend to forget that it's different because it's so familiar to us. It looks familiar. It's not like you're going to China or to Japan, where you're 24/7 exposed to the awareness that it's different. And that is beautiful because it will make you go through the daily life at ease. At the same time, it's extremely tricky because we tend to forget that it's different, that you operate in a country where the cultural background is different. So it hits you by surprise once in a while. And that's because usually things have accumulated because we're not aware of the fact that it's so different, but it's constantly there. So it fills up the bucket. So that would be, in this case, definitely my advice to, you know, to give yourself some slack and some time and to also really, really remain being aware that you're operating in a different cultural environment than you're used to.
Yeah.
Specifically to you being Dutch originally, moving to the US, one thing that I would be aware of is both the Dutch and the American cultures have a very explicit way of communicating. Americans are more explicit than the Dutch even.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? In a nutshell, is that whatever we want to say, we say.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that if I think you're an asshole, I will call you an asshole. But if I do think, hey, Lydia, we have a coffee date, let's meet there and there, I have an hour and a half, then I need to move on. You know, we were relatively clear and explicit in the communication, both Dutch and US. But then, when it comes to giving, for example, negative feedback,
that's different.
Americans are not so explicit and they're not so comfortable with negative direct feedback, not as comfortable as the Dutch.
Yeah.
And that might catch you by surprise because you're in the general communication, they say everything. You know, they everything is set up front. There's no things, no messages in between the lines. But then when they want to give you feedback, you know, they go around the bushes and there's a lot of sidesteps and segues and things that for you are just like, but you always tell me everything and then now you don't.
Yeah.
From a perception point of view, you might perceive that as hypocrite.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
But that doesn't mean that they are hypocrite.
Yeah.
So the first time someone where you think like such a hypocrite prick, I go back to this conversation because that probably means that they struggle with providing direct negative feedback or they struggle with receiving it. Because yes, in general communication, they're very explicit. But when the shit hits the fan, sorry for my French, not. And this is something that you need to get used to.
Yeah, and actually what you're saying, don't judge, right? Because if you really want to learn a culture, you have to be really open to it and really try to understand it, you know, and really see it and feel it.
Yeah.
Because then you see the diverse coming from. Because, I think that's actually a good reminder. To realize, to be open. How long do you think people in general will need for adaptation in a new country, in a new culture?
Well, there's a lot of studies for this, but when you're in the expat context, you mean? So someone moving from A to B and so the first 3 months are referred to as honeymoon phase, where everything is fabulous. That cycle goes down and it very much depends also on if you're an expat moving for work purposes or you're an expat spouse. And that is also interesting in your situation, Lydia, because you and your husband are going to go through this cycle at a different pace and at a different time frame, really. So
literally
because he already started, but also he's experiencing different, let's say, challenges and also different celebrations because of the different dynamics. He is there for work, you are there for different reasons. So,
but I was also thinking, because now we lived 5 years in Spain, we also absorbed a lot of the Spanish culture, you know, so yes. I'm also wondering how that will influence again this next move.
You're probably gonna feel, well, my expectation would be, and it's of course a bit based on thin ice, but my expectation would be that you're gonna feel, you know, the difference between the collective group oriented culture versus the individualistic, where especially in New York greater area, people tend to really mind their own business.
Yeah,
and your product, that is going to be super evident because it's super big of a change compared to what you're experiencing now.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, let's see.
Super interesting, Coca. I think
you obviously working so much with mindset, you know, helping others. I think, of course. You probably have to remind yourself, because at least for me, you know,
exactly.
I always say, you know, I practice what I preach, but I also make mistakes in forgetting.
Of course,
to practice,
that's so, what I do as well. Absolutely. Yeah.
For you. Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah. I really enjoyed hearing your story and how you have followed your dreams of, you know, building this business while being an expat spouse, while taking care of a family and living abroad and moving from A to B. It's extremely inspiring and extremely, I would say, motivating.
Thank you very much for this really nice and open interview. I really enjoyed it. Thank you, Coca.
Likewise. How can people find and follow you? And more important, if people are interested in your new online program, Women in Alignment,
yes, on Instagram and LinkedIn, it's very easy to find me on Lydia Kogan. I post a lot of stories and posts, and you can always send me a DM or a message. I'm happy to answer you. I have a cool a newsletter called Letters of Alignment, but lots of freebies, lots of tips, like I told today, the gratitude mindset hacks. And if you want more info on the Women Alignment, a unique program, the life-changing program, we're going to start soon. So let me know. I'm here.
Thank you so much. I will make sure to link all the details in the show notes. Thanks a lot for your time, Lydia. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Coco, for your time.
I hope to give you a warm welcome to new episodes. And if you have enjoyed listening to my podcast, you would help me a lot by leaving a review or hitting that 5-star button on Spotify. This simply helps for my podcast to be found by others and to spread the awareness on cultural perception. But for now, I'm wishing you a great day, evening, night from wherever or whenever you're listening to this. Ciao!